Good morning. Great to have you folks with us on today's edition of the Horseman's Corner. I'm Howard Hale, host of the program. Co-host Marty Martin is along with me. Marty, why don't you introduce the guest that you have? I know she's a friend of yours, good horsewoman over in the Colorado area. So start it out, will you?
Today we have Amy Lasatz. Hello, Amy.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Good. And Amy and her husband live outside on a little ranch outside of Eaton, Colorado. We're going to talk about Amy's clinic and training and breeding program that they have going on there. And I've known Amy since the mid to late 70s when we were both doing some competitive trail riding. Met Amy's father, Jim Brown. And I'd like to talk a little bit briefly about Jim. Jim was quite a legend in northern Colorado and southern Wyoming. Amy, why don't you tell us a little bit about your father, Jim Brown?
I'd be glad to do that because, you know, he was obviously my hero. And I grew up on a ranch with my dad and my mom and five sisters in Chugwater, Wyoming. God bless him that he survived, first of all that estrogen every day in the household. But he used to call us his cowboy girls. And he ran the place in Chugwater and raised good cattle and wonderful Arabian horses. And he also was probably one of the best range managers that I ever saw. And of course, I didn't really understand that until I got older, how good he was at that, too.
Well, he was kind of ahead of the curve on that range management, wasn't he?
Right. We did rotational grazing before I realized that that was, became a popular thing to do, that that was an actual good range management tool. We had been doing that since I could remember. Really cared about the land as much as he did about his livestock, his horses, and his family. So.
Well, that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
What were some of the side benefits of that good range management? Anything that you saw in the way of wildlife that was improved because of it as well?
Well, it was, and I look back at pictures of the place back in the 40s when my grandfather bought it from the Swan Land Cattle Company. There was hardly any trees along the creek bottom that ran through the ranch, and with the development of the irrigation and the creek bottom, the habitat for the wildlife increased incredibly, so that there was that advantage. And then, you know, they put in some stock ponds, which was also, you know, good wildlife habitat, helped with, the deer population, which, you know, was important to us. And we had all kinds of fowl that, inhabited the creek bottoms there, too. So we saw a lot of advantage in that back in the early time before, like I said, before it all became an issue like it is now.
Amy, was your dad, your family, able to run more cattle on your ranch with that rotational grazing than your neighbors were?
You know, Howard, I don't know because I was young enough and didn't pay enough attention that I really don't know. It felt like it, but then we had the advantage of having that creek bottom and all that good meadow ground, too. So I knew we did for that very reason. I couldn't answer that. I wished I'd have paid more attention.
We often wish that with our parents, don't we?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Marty, what about you? Should you have paid more attention as well?
Well, that's right.
Amy, how long ago did your dad leave the ranch there at Chugwater?
Well, my dad passed away 9 years ago. And
he died on the ranch, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He died out feeding his mares one day.
He died doing what he loved.
Yes, he did. So that's the way I want to go.
That is me, too. You know, that's a lucky man, a lucky woman that does that.
Yeah. Did everything together. We, we team roped on our Arabians. Of course, we got teased about it a lot, but I didn't know anything else because he started raising Arabians back in 1958. And so we team roped and we did parades, and Dad would take a team and his doctor buggy down to the Cheyenne Frontier Days parade, and he'd take the Secretary of State, and one of my sisters and I would get to outride, and I just loved doing that. We did, we'd work cattle and sort in the alleyways and drag calves to the fire and gather cattle all day, move cattle from pasture to pasture, and then on the weekends we'd take them to the show, and we'd go show them in the show ring or do competitive trail rides. Or, you know, we girls were in 4-H, so we showed the horses in 4-H. One of my sisters was a rodeo queen, so we just did everything with the horses as kids growing up. So it was just a part of my life since I was 3 years old.
Amy, why did your dad choose the Arabian breed?
He had a half Arabian as a kid. Well, he was in high school. He had a half Arabian, and he just loved that horse, Howard, and it just stuck with him. So when he had the opportunity to buy a Arabian stallion that was going through an auction, that's what started it. And for no other reason than that, but the passion that he had for that little half Arab that he had as a teenager.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. It's often strange how we wind up doing some things, isn't it?
It is.
Anything else you want to add about the ranching and your dad, Amy?
Amy just kind of breezed over this, but I thought it was kind of interesting that when they team roped, Jim was the header and Amy was the heeler.
An Arabian head and horse, they must have had a little more substance to them than some of the Arabians.
They did, Howard, and I, like I said, I didn't know any difference in Dad's Arabians until we hit we'd hit some of those Class A shows. And his were bigger bodied, stronger boned horses, and they looked like a quarter horse with an Arabian head. So I didn't realize the difference until we get like in a halter class. And we always did fairly well in the 60s and 70s, but when they started going to the longer, sleeker, leaner bodied horses in the 80s, that's when we started running into trouble. So that's when we quit doing it and really got hot and heavy into the competitive trail riding and endurance
race. Yeah, and your horses did really well in that.
They did, Marty. We had horses that my dad bred that qualified even to go to the World Cup. So they were.
Well, they had tremendous endurance, but yet they had very tractable minds, so they were easy to ride, easy to handle on the trail, and you guys took home a lot of first-place ribbons.
We did. In fact, I started riding an English saddle so that I didn't have to compete in the heavyweight division against my dad because he was hard to beat. So so I started, you and Dad were hard to beat, so I started riding in the lightweight division.
I couldn't beat your dad. I couldn't beat your dad on the best day.
So, but it was a lot of fun. Those are memories that I'll cherish forever. Yes, it is.
Hey, your dad must have been a heck of a horseman then.
Yes, he forgot more than I'll ever know. And his passion, Howard, was something that I didn't understand as a kid growing up. Until now, as an adult, I understand it because I can't quit what I'm doing even if I wanted to. So, and he was a good horseman, and he just loved him. And I can't say enough about that.
Marty, did you do some competitive trail riding?
I did, and I loved it. And I always, whenever I would show up at one of those rides, I'd always have a big smile come on my face when I saw Jim Brown and Amy and Steve's trailer there. There'd be a lot of camaraderie. And of course, there's a camaraderie there with everybody. But there was always that special camaraderie that I had with Jim Brown and Amy, and Steve is Amy's husband, and we just had the time of my life on those competitive trail rides.
My gosh, Marty, at your size, what'd you have to ride, Clydesdale?
I had a half Arab, you know, like Amy was describing that her dad owned. He was half Arab, half quarter, and he was really suited to that competition. But I look back now, and I only wish that then I knew what I know now, because I did have some behavioral problems with him, and I could have fixed that up in a hurry with what I know now, but I didn't know it then.
Isn't that the way it goes? Interestingly enough, I did some roping off a half Arab way back in the 70s. One of the Rush Creek ranch managers brought his horses down and roped off from them, and I roped some off of, heeled some off of one of his horses. They were nice horses.
They are very nice horses. Those horses are along the same line. what Jim Brown raised, because those are pretty usable. They use those horses for everything. They use them on the ranch for cattle work, and then a lot of people buy those horses for competitive trail and endurance riding, just like they do and have done the Brown R horses.
Do you need help with anything website related? Hale Multimedia has been in the business of helping others for over 20 years. Please give us a call at 940-224-6315 or visit halemultimedia.com. Anything website related, we're here to help you. That's halemultimedia.com.